Okay, we're starting a new maimer and also Pesach maimer. Lekutei Teira Tzav, page 22, bottom of the first column. Okay, so he says, Lahav Masher Kosei Bagoda, to understand what it says in the Agoda. Matzah Zushana Eichel Mal Shuma, the matzah that we eat, is why do we eat it? Hashem Shali Hispik, because the dough didn't have a chance to rise. Yigorshim in Mitzrayim, because they were driven out of Egypt. Mashmed implies so from this pasuk comes out that from the Haggadah it comes out like this. The only reason we eat matzah is because it couldn't become chametz. So the question is, already on Rosh Chodesh Hashem already told him that the 10th day of the month al matzah simreim yechlu, they have to eat the korban pesach with matzah in moron. Begam ledeidus nistavu. Also, for all generations, they are commanded. Shivas yamim salimati v'teichin. You can't have chametz 7 days. So, another, even without this fact that the dough couldn't, like in the other maimon, the same question. Why it implies in the pasuk the only reason we eat matzah is because the dough didn't have a chance to rise. Otherwise, they would have eaten chametz. The question is, the pasuk clearly says you have to eat matzah. And he says, and in this pasuk itself we need to understand this pasuk of what did we say in that Gada? We're eating matzah to remind us of Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? The question is, the Gemara says that in Mitzrayim, chametz was only forbidden one day. So if we're doing it to commemorate the Tzias Mitzrayim, we should only be forbidden to eat chametz one day. Why is it 7? Multiple questions, yes, and the other maimon. He says, Bo'inyin, the Pesach Mitzrayim and the Neig, Ali Yemech, Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day, the Chedav, Kigigoshu, only because they were driven out. In other words, over there was unique. Pesach Mitzrayim was one day. Like we know, they only had to eat matzah one day. They were allowed to eat chametz all the other days. But because it says kigarshu machmezeh, because of this, who sha'achu matzah gam b'shayim eisa Pesach, because of that, they ate matzah all the other days of Pesach, and so the Mizrahi writes in his commentary, Parshas Rei, ki v'chizot v'chipoz in yotzasim Mitzrayim. So he says like this, that the Mizrahi writes that in Mitzrayim Taka they only had a commandment one day. But the matzah they took out of Egypt that was rushed, and that they ate for 7 days. So he says, Afal became Hatzibi Ledeira, same Zechli, it's yes, Mitzrayim. But it still doesn't make sense, because in Mitzrayim they're only commanded one day to eat matzah. Nowadays we have to eat matzah 7 days. So maybe they ate matzah 7 days, but it wasn't a mitzvah, it was just a fact. That's what they had bread for 7 days. So he says, Lahovin ksasin yinachilas matzah. So, okay, so this is basically the question. L'cheira, why now is it different than it was by Yitzias Mitzrayim? Then it was one day, now it's 7 days. And it implies that even in Mitzrayim they wouldn't have eaten chametz if it wasn't a rush. So he says, to understand a little bit the eating of matzah, we need to understand what's the concept of mayadim l'simcha, yomim tevim for simcha. That the primary level of yom tev is a level of simcha. Therefore, they're called mayadim l'simcha, which implies the reason. What's the mayad? What is the yom tev? To have simcha. Yes, it is. So, it says you have to be happy. Shuizman, what's the happiness in Yom Tov? He says because man gilui meichem de'ema. Because in the time of Yom Tov is a gilui of bina, and bina ema banim smecha. Bina is a level of simcha. Chachma, by the way, is like water. It's just no enjoyment yet. Bina, you understand, is like wine. And therefore, bina is a level of simcha. Hainu mashar kol subahal, like we say, in halal, meshivi akeres habayis, ema banim smecha, is the mother of the children rejoices. But Eim Abonim is Bina. Eim is Bina. Smecha is a level of Simcha. And he says that's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Shabbos is Gili Meichen Da Abba. Shabbos is the Gili of Chochmah. Therefore, Shabbos, it doesn't say Meredim L'Simcha on Shabbos. It says in the Pasuk, V'karasa L'Shabbos Einig. Shabbos is the level of pleasure. Yom Tov is the level of Simcha. Pleasure is much more internal, the level of Chochmah. And Ve'em Yisrael Yenim, and therefore Hashem B'chinas Gili Simcha K'Yom Tov. So he says like this, Yom Tov is Simcha, Me'adim L'Simcha V'Simachta B'Chagecha, because Yom Tov is the revelation of the level of Bina. That revelation of Elokus causes the level of Simcha, because it represents a level of understanding, a level of Yayin. Shabbos is a higher level than Yom Tov, obviously. Shabbos is greater than Yom Tov, and therefore Shabbos is a revelation of Chochmah versus Yom Tov, which is Bina. But
why is Chochmah Einig?
Because Chochmah is not revealed yet, and Einig is also pleasure, is not the Simcha. You see the person happy, you see it on the face. Einig is much more reserved. Yeah, but then Shabbos is revealed in Chochmah. What level is revealed in Chochmah? The level of Einig. He says, Acha Inyin, Kinei, Bir Mohus Meichen De Ema, to understand what it means. The level of Bina, the revelation of Bina, Yuv and Mashaneda, will it be understood based on what's known? She Yash Beis Bechinus, Gili Erin Zabaruch. There's two types of revelation of Elokus. One is Chinas Hishtaushlis, Veseder HaMadregis. One is the normal routine of world, Hishtaushlis. Shem Chinas Hamshacha, Mi'ilo L'ilo. We'll go from level to level, Chochmah, to Bina, and to Das, and to Chesed, and so on. And then what it is Ha'ara, V'Ha'ara, the Ha'ara. Which is basically, again, you have one level of revelation, then the next lower level is a revelation of the revelation, then the revelation of the revelation, and so on. Commercial seichel b'midas u'midas b'machshava. It's like the gilui of first from seichel, it comes into midas based on your seichel, based on your maturity of seichel. That's what type of midah feelings you have. Kids like little things because they're immature. Adults like bigger things because it's more developed. And then from something you love, then you want to think about it more, and then talk about it, and so on. Shekob, chenes ishtaushul derech klal, nikr yesh miyesh. And therefore, ila va'olam, cause and effect, is called something from nothing. You have a previous level. The next level is compared to it. Chachma to Bina, Bina to Das, and then Seichel creates Midas. So it's all interconnected. One level to the next is something from something. That's the first revelation of Elokus.
Something from something.
The second level is higher than worlds, which is Yesh Me'ayin Mamish. Something from nothing. That means the lower level is so different from the top level, so remote from the first level, that this lower level doesn't grasp the higher level. That's why it's called nothing. So he says, like, there's a level of Elokus which is called world, Hishtalshilis chain. One link goes into the next, into the next, into the next. They're all interconnected. The top link and the bottom link are still connected. Then you have another level of Elokus which is called Yesh Miayin, which is completely something from nothing. And he says, he says, in the chain of world, cause and effect, when the effect comes closer to the cause, he understands it. That's the definition of cause and effect. When the effect gets greater, it understands the cause, because they're all interconnected. The effect is based on the cause, and the cause causes the effect. So therefore, the effect and the cause are interconnected. Lachain, who saws the Sameach Bay. Therefore, you rejoice in it because you understand it. You get it. Something you get, you're excited about. Something you don't get, it's like, duh. Like, I can't, just don't get it. So I can't have simcha with it. But the asimcha, gedel, and the simcha is very great. And he says, k'moshel, ben melech sheyotzim in ashivya, a prince of the king, gets out of captivity, and he comes back to see his father. So because he's the father's son, the king's son, he understands the greatness of the king, so the simcha is much greater than a regular servant that got freed from captivity and sees the king. Because that's no connection between the two. The kid is the child of the king. So therefore, when he cuts out of captivity and he becomes closer to the king, there's a very big simcha. Kartiya simcha sa'olu b'izgalus niglus olav erha ola shalamayla tachas sa'olamayla. So therefore, in the chain of the worlds, on the lower level, gets closer to the higher level, meaning it understands it, the simcha is greater. Why tachas sheyare b'ishtalshus? V'nas emecha grav b'nei b'ni losik. Because when it's in captivity, basically it comes down, so sometimes it's far away from the cause. The cause and effect are very far from each other. And now that this is revealed, Yeshli Hasoga, he has a great understanding. Okay, so he says like this. In Bina, because Bina's understanding, it's not abstract. It's understanding, you get it. So therefore, you can, because you understand it, there's a level of simcha by Bina. Chochmah, on the other hand, is not connected. Chochmah is like the spark. It's not connected to Midas. Midas are not based on Chochmah. Midas are based on Bina, understanding. You understand something, that's what type of emotion you get. The initial flash, spark of an idea doesn't create a Midah. There's nothing there that's tangible to create a feeling towards it.
Well, Bina is not affected by Chochmah?
No. Bina is when it takes Chochmah and it tears it apart. But Chochmah doesn't create Bina. Bina creates Midas. It's simply the father doesn't create the mother. The mother creates children. Correct. That's the level of simcha. What does it mean, akeres habayis? Normally, akeres habayis means the main thing, the ikar, the primary of the house. But akeres also comes from the word of akoda. Which is the level of Malchus, is the level of Bais. Shemalubesh is called Yamin Bechil. Bibyah, Beklipis Nega. Came to say for Shul the Talmud and Ramban. Over Yom Tefiyoy the Lamaila Batsilis. But Bina, normally like this. Bina normally comes into Midas, which comes into Biyah. Yom Tef. Bina goes up to the level of Atzilus. It goes back home. Bina creates Midas. Midas basically go into the next world. So that's not great simcha because it's going down. Bina's coming into Midas. The Gilui of Bina and Yom Tif means the way Bina is in Atzilus, you feel the level of Bina in Atzilus. So basically Bina's going back home. If it's going back home, the way you understand now, Bina understands the way it is in Atzilus. And it's a tremendous gilui. That it goes from sadness to joy. In other words, like this. If a person is enslaved, Okay. Okay, let's put it, use a simple mark. They're in jail. They get out of jail. They're happy. Because they understand what freedom is. A person who's always in jail, so to speak, they get out of it, it's not, they don't get it. Because they don't know what freedom means.
And they don't want it.
Huh?
They don't want.
True. So therefore you can't have a level of simcha. Simcha is when you go down, something negative happens, and then you come back to where you were, which you understood what you were. The king's prince, the son, knows what the palace is. Then he goes into captivity, and when he comes home, he's happy because he knows what he's coming back to.
That's appreciation.
It's simcha. It's not appreciation. He's happy. He's actually happy. But if you don't understand what freedom is, then freedom is not going to cause you happiness. And therefore, normally, Bina, in the Ishtaushis of the worlds, Bina goes into Midas, into the next level. So normally, Bina is descending. But because in the normal routine of the world, there's Bina going, there's no revelation from super high. But on Yom Tov, because there's a revelation of Simcha, of Bina, the way Bina is in Atzilus, so then Bina has Simcha, because it realizes it's not imprisoned by what is going down into the lower level, it's feeling its source, where it really came from.
And then it can become elevated.
Then it becomes elevated. That's what Yom Tov is all about. Because Bina is the level of Yesh Miyesh, and then it understands what it was missing. In other words, another simple example. We as humans don't appreciate something until we don't have it. For instance, you know when you appreciate light? When there's a blackout. When there's a blackout for a few days, Chas V'Shalom. And then you get light back. But somebody that was never saw what light was, so they're not going to appreciate it. The appreciation when you have it, now you don't, and now you get it again.
But somebody is healthy, God forbid, gets unhealthy, and then don't.
Becomes healthy. It's a bigger joy than somebody who's always sick. From sadness to happiness. And the ones that were in darkness, that now becomes revealed. That gets connected back to the king. And he gives a mashal of the neshama coming into the body, and then it becomes free and goes to Gan Eden. So it's very happy because it understood, like he said. Why does the neshama enjoy Gan Eden? So the Alter Rebbe says like this. Because until now, when the person was physically alive, the neshama was connected to the body, and separated from the source. It doesn't feel godliness anymore. The body, the Yetzer, doesn't let it. But also, now after it dies, but also the Mokar Chaitzva. It goes back to where it came from. Shemisaneg has begun Eidna Elyon. When it enjoys the godliness, Vinan is Miziv Anova Tainig Nifla. Okay, and that is the tremendous pleasure that the Neshama has. What is the real pleasure of the Neshama and Gan Eden? That it comes home. It comes back to where it belongs. The Neshama understands that because it understands where it came from. And understand what it was losing until now. So that's why the Alter Rebbe is just explaining why is the level of Bina, Simcha, versus Yom Tov, versus Shabbat, which is only Oneg, Chochmah. So yeah, Chochmah is a greater revelation than Bina, but you understand it much more in Bina than it is in Chochmah. That's why on Shabbos, there's an inyan of enjoying Shabbos by eating good food. But there's no mitzvah of being happy on Shabbos. Shabbos is more of a kedusha l'Shabbos Seinu. You see, even Yismuchu Malchus Hashem to Shabbos, v'kodesh einik. Shabbos is pleasure. Pleasure is not as revealed as simcha is. Simcha you see it on the face, the person acts accordingly. Einik is more subtle, it's more internal. No, really, simcha is more external. Well, there's a different levels of, but there's gila rina. Simcha is not gila, and not rina, and not daisman. There's sasin and simcha. Sasin is simcha yimatzibah. Sasin is not simcha. These are all different levels of, you know, gila, rina, dita, and shavim, right? Dita, gila, rina, dita, v'chev, ava, v'yachol. It's all different levels. Well, then, I mean, that's what the pasuk says. Oh, sorry, okay. Stop here.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. 7:00